Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Saint Ambrose is one of the biggest of the doctors of the church. In fact, he's one of the original four so-called Latin or Western doctors, together with Saint Augustine, Saint Jerome, and Saint Gregory the Great. His teaching, his doctrine, his reflection on Revelation was instrumental in shaping all the future after him, all the subsequent theology of the church. St. Ambrose was born in 340 in the northernmost part of the Roman Empire, what's today Germany. And then he moved back to Rome to study, then moved to northern Italy, to Milan, where he was the governor. And there, because of his ability as an administrator, but also because of his holiness of life, he was elected by popular acclamation the bishop of that city, of Milan. And he served in that capacity until his death in 397. He was instrumental in the conversion of St. Augustine. He was a teacher of St. Augustine. And his intellectual prowess and also his holiness so much influenced St. Augustine that he too embraced the Catholic faith. And later on, we know St. Augustine himself became a doctor of the church. Now, in the context of Advent, one of the doctrines that we can focus on, one of the doctrines that St. Ambrose was instrumental in clarifying, developing, understanding, was the perpetual virginity of Our Lady. Not that he invents this doctrine. He's instrumental in the sense that he helps us to understand it, make connections between this doctrine, which was, of course, known before him, and all the other doctrines, emphasizes its importance, etc., responds to heresies against this doctrine. It's not something he invents. It is present from the very beginning. It is evident in the scriptures. St. Matthew says that Our Lady's conception, the conception of Jesus in the womb of Mary and his birth, fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah, a virgin shall conceive and give birth. But again, he's the one that develops it in theological terms. And also, like all the fathers do, connects the perpetual virginity of Our Lady with Christ's divinity. The fact that Our Lady conceives in a virginal way, gives birth in a virginal way, and remains a virgin ever after, is the testimony to the divinity of her Son. These three elements constitute the dogma of Our Lady's perpetual virginity. She conceives in a virginal way and gives birth in a virginal way, which means, by the way, a painless way. Our Lord is born without any pain, any physical harm to his mother. And despite what anybody might tell you to the contrary, the church, yes, does teach this. This is part of the dogma. The popes have taught this. Our Lady's delivery, when she gives birth to Jesus, is painless. No matter what anybody might tell you, no matter what authority, no matter how high, even if that authority is a movie itself, don't believe it. St. Ambrose says, comparing Our Lady's virginity, or rather connecting Our Lady's virginity to the prophecy of Ezekiel, who sees the temple with one of the gates shut. Ambrose writes, quoting Ezekiel, "Then he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, facing the east, but it was closed. The man leading me said to me, 'The gate is to remain closed. It is not to be opened for anyone to enter, since the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered by it. It shall remain closed.' Who is this gate, if not Mary?" says St. Ambrose. "Is it not closed because she is a virgin? Mary is the gate through which Christ entered this world when he was brought forth in the virginal birth, and the manner of his birth did not break the seals of virginity." Jesus Christ is God, equal to God in everything, of the same nature as his Father, consubstantial to him. That's why his birth is miraculous. So the fact that it's a real miracle is a testimony to his divinity. But nevertheless, he takes on a real human nature in the womb of Mary. And the fact that his conception and his birth are real is testimony to his humanity. The two together, true God and true man. And it matters so much because, again, it's true God who becomes man. It's God himself who takes on a human nature and enters our history. And Our Lady is the safeguard of that truth. It's something so important that we dedicate all of Advent to meditate it, to prepare for it, and then to celebrate it. God really takes on a human nature, and the reality of the miracle gives witness to it. And the reality of the birth gives witness to the reality also of his human nature. And both are an amazing consolation for us. So let's take that to thought. Let's take that to prayer. Let's ask St. Ambrose to help us assimilate that doctrine and turn it into faith and love for God who becomes man and his Immaculate and Virgin Mother. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.